Well, John, in Pakistan, thousands of people are fleeing the Swat Valley, where the government is intensifying its fight against Taliban militants. Officials also don't really know how to grasp a refugee crisis that it's this massive. And tens of thousands of civilians just this weekend took advantage of a curfew, left the region. The military says government forces have killed hundreds of militants over the weekend. Now we've got BBC reporter Mark Dummett, who's in Islamabad. Mark, let's get right to it. Update us on the refugee crisis and where these folks are going.
Well, as you rightly said, yesterday they lifted a curfew. The army lifted a curfew which allowed about 100,000 people to flee the Swat Valley and move down to the south to lower ground, to safer ground. Now, some are being put up in camps, in tents, and the government and the UN and the Red Cross and others are looking after them. But most have moved in with families, with family members, with friends, or are renting accommodation. Basically, the feeling is that at the moment things are okay. Enough aid is getting to these people, even though the numbers are huge. But if this crisis drags on for much longer, then things could become really unmanageable for the authorities.
Let me ask you a strategic question, Mark Dummett. It seems to me the intensity of this offensive against the Taliban suggests that why didn't Pakistan do this earlier? Why didn't Pakistan take this kind of step against Al-Qaeda 8 years ago? To do it now only begs the question, it seems to me, cries out to know where were they 8 years ago?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you're right in that the army and the government is saying now that, yes, they're fully committed to this fight and that they're doing all they can to deal a knockout blow to the Taliban in the Swat Valley. But I think the Pakistanis would also say that, you know, in 2003, 2004, they were also serious and they committed tens of thousands of troops to the border area with Afghanistan. And they have lost more men than the Americans, than the other NATO forces just over the border in Afghanistan. But, yes, I mean, they've been heavily criticized as well for their lack of commitment at times and also for their tactics. And again, the spotlight is on their tactics right now because they rely on aerial power. I mean, that's like the Americans and NATO in Afghanistan as well, and artillery. Civilians get caught up in that. Civilians are being killed. Houses are being destroyed. And that's really uncomfortable for the Pakistani government. It's one thing, you know, for Western governments, they can sort of ignore what the Afghans are saying about them. But it's very difficult for the Pakistani government. You know, when they're killing their own civilians, they're very, very unpopular.
Right. What about journalists? You know, in another crisis in Sri Lanka, we don't really have a hard sense of what's going on in terms of the numbers because journalists can't really get in. What about in Pakistan?
Well, yeah, I mean, the fighting has suddenly become so intensive that we don't really know what's going on in there because all the civilians who could flee have done so. And of course, that includes most of the journalists who are based up in Swat, the Pakistani journalists. I mean, foreign journalists have tried to get up there. I mean, a BBC team went up there. An Al Jazeera team went up there last week, and actually they were fired upon. Their correspondent was shot twice. Mm-hmm. I mean, they survived, but it's a warning. I mean, it's very, very dangerous. So no one's being blocked, but it is basically too dangerous.
Okay, Mark, thank you so much. BBC wow. reporter in Islamabad, Mark Dummett.
Boy, that is a terrifying situation up there.
Yeah, absolutely.